Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. No, this is a great joy in my life, really, to do this. I hope that you find it helpful to you. I'm not back to full speed yet, but I'm back somewhat. So if you want to write to me about something, please email me. I'd be glad to hear from you. Well, let's take a look now at the readings for today. Because once again, I think we have to deal with our own covering over our own faults and our own sins. We need to face them, not cover them up. Because God sees and knows all. It won't help. What we want to do is open up our hearts to God because He can change us. Sometimes we think it's impossible to change ourselves, but if we really trust Him, He can help us to do it if we follow Him. So the first reading for today is taken from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 18 to 25. Brothers and sisters, if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. He doesn't mean you can't change your ways. He means if you keep on doing that, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. But in contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I'm going to read them once more and ask you to just check off what you know you need to improve on. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Don't try to take more than one, but what is the one thing out of that group that you think you need to take a look at and make some changes? Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. And that's what we need to do if we belong to Christ Jesus. We have put to death, in a certain sense, our flesh with its passions and desires. It's not easy. Each of us has to work. Take one thing at a time in your life of those things that I've listed. Just one of those things. Start with one. What do I need to be better at? And work on it for the next year. And then pick up another one. But please, brothers and sisters, God's grace is there for the asking. If you ask God's grace to change, He will help you. Doesn't mean that it won't take effort on your part. It doesn't mean that you might not make mistakes, but He will give you the grace to change slowly but surely. And that's what we want. I want to be more in the image and likeness of God than I am in my own image and likeness. That's what I wish for. And I pray for, and I try to act that way. And I make a lot of mistakes, but I keep trying, because the more I do, the more I honor the Lord. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh with its passions and desires. That's what we need to do. If we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. That's what we want to do. I could say this over four or five times, but you get my point. Just say, I want to change this one thing in my life. I have a habit of doing this, or I have a habit of doing that, and I want it to be different. Just ask God to help you. Bring it to Him every day. Let Him help you, and He will. Because if we live in the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. God will lead us. He will show us the way. Those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. And that's true. Bless the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. For the Lord watches over the way of the just. Those who are seeking and striving doesn't mean you have to be perfect. We can't be perfect. Only God is. But you keep on trying, you will be blessed abundantly by the Lord. And the way of the wicked will grow less and less until it finally vanishes. Please, brothers and sisters, take God seriously. Take his invitations seriously. Open your heart and turn yourself to the Lord. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 42 to 46, says this: The Lord said, Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. What should be first, brothers and sisters, is to love God and to love your fellow men and women. That's the first, the highest thing that God asks of us. But woe to you, Pharisees, he says. You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk. Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too. And he said, Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to help. To touch them is what the scripture says. To help, to stand by, to offer something. Please, brothers and sisters, listen to that gospel. This is a time, no matter what our race, no matter what our language, no matter where we are in life, be kind. Greet others as you pass them along the street. If you see someone in need, take 5 minutes and either get someone else who can help them or do what you can for them. Please let us be not hypocrites who go to Mass every Sunday, but then our life is so self-contained. You know, we used to say, to me, myself, and I, that I was the God, me, myself, and I, the unholy Trinity. And we can get so obsessed with ourselves that we can't reach out. And we should be reaching out all the time around us. Some people will ignore you. Some people will look at you strangely because it's not what we do very often. Please, look around. See what God sees. Wherever you are, be of help by kindness, by taking somebody to the hospital, whatever the case may be. Smiling, I've had some people say to me, my family's gone and I really have nobody. And I walk out on the street and when I see somebody smile, it gives me courage for the day. Think about that. When somebody smiles, it gives me courage for the day. Where are we? Am I thinking of anyone else or am I always thinking of myself? What I need, what I want, what I would like. It's all about me. Brothers and sisters, let's break that false idol. It is not about me. It is about God. and his glory and his honor. And the people that he has given us to care for, to live with, to be with, to work with, those are the people. That's the circumference, so to speak, of how our love, our kindness, our mercy should reach out there, family first, and then reach out where we are in our workplace. Really, I've seen situations, I really have seen situations where, you know, some guy was walking up the aisle and he kind of bumped the other guy next to him, and he didn't turn around and say, "I'm sorry," he didn't do anything, he just kept going. And then in another case, I saw where a man was going down in the aisle and a child jumped up in front of him from a seat right there, just jumped right in front of him. And he just grabbed the little boy. He smiled at him. He kissed him on the top of his head and he put him back where he belonged. That's what we want to do. Don't be angry. Don't be selfish. Oh, please, brothers and sisters, let us be good to one another. You never know who you may meet. Please, reach out to those who need you. Reach out to those you need to be kind to or you need to run an errand for. You have no idea what you might be doing for their lives. You don't know. People who are kind to me, I'm trying to say thank you every day, and I think I better stop. But I'm so grateful for what people have done to me while I was recovering. So grateful. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to be sick to be grateful. Just reach out. Reach out to those around you, because there are many, many very, very lonely people in this world. Very lonely, or cut off from family members who have died, and they're lonely, and in some cases, they're lost. Now, I don't mean you have to go out to a big campaign. You just say to the Lord, "Lord, if there's someone today you want me to speak to, put them right in front of me. Help me to learn how to do this. Show me where they are," and he will. I just pray that God would bless you so abundantly, because I want to be, especially during this pandemic, I want us to be a people known for loving others. I want us to be known for people who are generous to others. It's not about me, myself, and I. That's the unholy trinity. We want to be a people who care for one another. We're so busy in this country, and I watch it as the pandemic slowed us all down. We're so fast. We've got to do everything fast. No, we don't. We have to do everything in order. We have to do it as quickly as we can, yes, but we don't have to run so hard that we don't see the person next to us. May God give you grace. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.